Now I'm going to delve into the resource of the voice, use it well, and you can give a far better impression to clients. All you need to do is consider how you say something. So take this phrase, for instance.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yes, you can readily understand that, but what extra can we get out of it? Let's hear it again.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
You can play around with it to encourage your audience to come on a quest with you. Raising the tone of the voice at the end of the first part of the phrase tells whoever you're speaking to that you're about to reveal something. They naturally want to find out what that'll be. And the second part of the phrase is the revelation.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
A deeper tone on the how adds importance and authority. Now for an exercise, take the phrase,
I don't like you.
Try and say it in as many different ways as you can. Try using a higher tone of voice on different words. Maybe try a lower tone too. Also consider how fast you are saying each word. Does it mean something different if you say the whole phrase quickly to what it would mean if you pause somewhere and put more emphasis on a different word? Try it out and consider for each one what meaning you've created in this simple phrase. The next step of this exercise, and one that is more useful to you, is to do the same with something you might say to a client in a meeting. Try saying it in as many different ways as you can. Record it, listen to it back, and think about what meaning you have loaded on each version of the phrase.